Connect Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
Two suspects, including a teenager, are expected in court today after their arrest last night in Montclair, south of Durban. Several police teams, including the DPCI anti-gang unit and the drug unit, carried out a raid in the area. Police spokesperson Robert Nitsiunda says a 17-year-old and a 55-year-old man were found in possession of drugs at a home on Atherstone and on a crescent.
The minor was found in possession of 62 pieces of raw cocaine, while the 55-year-old man was found in possession of 146 capsules of heroin, 140 raw cocaine, and an undisclosed amount of money.
Home Affairs is urging South Africans to book appointments online over the festive rush. The department's extending its office hours over the next few weeks to make it easier for people to access their identity documents. Branches that can process smart ID cards and passports will stay open 2 extra hours and close at 6 p.m. These additional times will apply from Monday until the 19th of this month and again from the 5th to the 16th of January. Minister Leon Schreiber says walk-ins will be welcomed, but they're encouraging people to book online to avoid long waits.
Our officials will be on the front lines working extra hours to ensure South Africans are able to travel and spend precious time over the festive season with friends and family.
The Matlanga Commission has resumed its final sitting for the year, with Police Minister Senzo Mgcunu once again set to detail his handling of the political killings task team. Evidence leader advocate Mahla Bisello has been scrutinising the details and wording of his December directive for on the future of the unit. Newswatch's Anastasi Mokgobo has more.
Sello pressed Mgcunu on the language in his directive, especially his use of the word immediately and whether it signaled a shutdown or a phase process.
One thing I don't think we got to yesterday was an understanding of what process did you anticipate to roll out until the point of disestablishment.
I didn't necessarily work out a detailed process beyond saying what I indicated in the directive.
Mgcunu also explained members were never meant to lose their jobs, but placed back into SAPS units with the task team's mandate gradually phased out.
And the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's panel has rejected the request by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development and the National Prosecuting Authority to have Chief Evidence Leader Ishmael Semenya recused. According to TRC spokesperson Lionel Anderdorf, the committee concluded that the DOG and the NPA did not meet the required burden of proof, having relied on an incorrect legal standard and failed to provide the necessary factual basis for the application. Durban high of 30 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 33. The top story, two suspects, including a teenager, are expected in court today after their arrest last night in Montclair, south of Durban. Several police teams, including the Hawks' anti-gang unit, carried out a raid in the area. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.